Good morning. This is Sunday Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Chaim Goodman Strauss, math professor at the University of Arkansas.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Chaim. This is the 17th anniversary for this program.
Wow.
17.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It was March 1990 when it began. We did not know when we began the show 17 years ago that we'd be talking about cutting up cakes 17 years later, but that's what we're going to talk about this morning.
That's right. So the question is, how do you have an envy-free division of a cake among three children?
Right.
So that means that no child – well, every child feels like they got their share, but also that they're not jealous of some other child getting more than their fair share. So it's a little complicated, and, you know, with four kids, it's really – really complicated. Five, it's worse, and so on.
If you've got a first-grade classroom of 32.
Forget it.
Right.
It's not going to happen. But mathematically, there are actually – there is a procedure that will work always.
Now, have papers been written about
what we're talking about?
Really?
Yeah, this is a big, big subject.
And is it always – I mean, is this the starting premise, cutting up a cake?
Well, it's one way of talking about it.
Okay.
You can apply this to any kind of economic decision, really.
Okay.
Division. Okay. So let's suppose we have Alice, Betty, and Kathy.
Okay.
Now, each kid, you know, is going to view the cake a little differently, right? Like one kid might want the rose and so on.
Yeah,
so
this is
if it was just really like weight, you know, it'd be easy. You just get out a scale and you chop the cake up and you make sure. But that's not it. It's a decision that's sort of a little bit subjective for each child. So what you do is we've got Alice, Betty, Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
Alice cuts the cake into what she perceives as thirds.
Okay.
Okay. Now, she's going to be happy no matter which piece she gets, or she should be.
She's going to get an equal amount.
She's going to feel like she got her third.
Right.
Now, Betty takes a look at those pieces, and if they're all the same to her, okay, fine. But if they're not, she takes what she thinks are the two largest ones,
mm-hmm.
and she trims one of them so that they're the same size. Okay.
Okay.
And she sets the trimmings aside. We'll have to come to the trimmings in a little bit.
All right.
Okay, so now Betty's looking at these three pieces plus some trimmings, which we'll deal with in a minute. And she would be happy if she got either of the two largest ones because, she's agreed that they're the same size. Now Kathy comes up and she looks at these three pieces and she just picks whichever one she wants. She might choose what Betty thought was the smallest, or she might choose the trimmed piece or the untrimmed large piece. Okay?
Right.
And Kathy's happy because she got to pick.
Right.
Betty's going to be happy because she now can take at least one of the two larger ones, what she perceived as the larger ones. And Alice is happy because
she was able to cut first.
She was able to cut first, and she doesn't have to take the trimmed piece. There's an untrimmed piece available for her. Oh, well, I forgot to say, if Kathy doesn't take the trimmed piece, Betty has to take the trimmed piece.
Mm, okay.
Just so that Alice is sure to get one of the original pieces.
Sure.
Okay. Now, all three kids are happy with the piece that they got.
Sure.
But now we have to deal with the trimmings. So.
Isn't that what a dog is for?
Well, the dog would work.
Okay.
Okay, so this is where it gets a little more complicated. One of Betty or Kathy has the trimmed piece of cake, mm-hmm. and one of them doesn't have a trimmed piece of cake. Okay. Whoever doesn't have the trimmed piece of cake among those two takes the trimmings and divides them into thirds.
Okay.
Okay. Now, no matter which piece of the trimmings that person gets, she'll be happy because that was fair. She got a third of it.
Right.
No matter which of the pieces of the trimmings that Alice gets, she'll be happy because this is a bonus piece of cake for her.
Yeah, she had the first cut and she was satisfied with that.
Right. So you let the person who had the trimmed piece of cake pick among those three, and she'll be happy because she got the largest of the trimmings pieces, or what she perceives as the largest trimmings. So you let the trimmed person pick, the trimmed person with the trimmed piece pick,
mm-hmm.
then you let Alice pick, and then you let the person with the untrimmed.
And so everyone should be happy.
Everyone should be happy.
Now,
of course, by the end of this, I can expect quite a bit of bickering.
Well, I was going to.
This is where mathematics diverges from reality.
Well, I was going to say.
I don't really see this working in practice. But.
Well, I was going to say, you know, maybe state legislatures could look at this, and this is how you could, you know, divide up budgets. But I'm thinking we are assuming Alice, Betty, and Kathy are very rational, well-reasoned people who all have equal needs.
Well, they don't necessarily have to have equal needs, actually. They can view the cake differently.
Right.
The only really important thing is that they don't constantly change their mind, that they don't have regret and You know, well, that's what human nature is really about.
And they all have the equal amount of power in right. this scenario, as opposed to, say, in a congressional or state legislature,
oh, yeah,
where, of course,
tricky,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. And so this is a big question or room of study in mathematics?
Does it bleed over into
economics?
Yeah. So this is part of economics as well.
Oh, okay. And we should tell people today is the deadline to send in their
entry. Oh, yeah. Their winning entry for the $1 million giveaway.
A $1 million giveaway.
$1 million. Up to $1 million may be given away if everyone sends in, say, one for their entry. Send in the biggest number wins, and the prize is $1 million divided by the winning entry.
And
so if everyone out there can collude and write in, say, one, then by the way, infinity's not a number.
Uh-huh.
What is this nonsense? You know, some of you
it's not a number. It's a concept, right? Is that the way we would say it? It's okay.
Maybe it is a number. It's not a number in the sense that we mean it here,
right.
Where it's a counting number. I just mean a nice, regular old number. Mathfactor@uarc.edu. Please put million in the subject line. Happy to hear from you.
All right.
Thanks
we'll talk
much,
about
Kyle.
That next week. Thank you, Chaim. Chaim Goodman-Strauss is a math professor at the University of Arkansas, regular visitor to Sunday, Ozarks at Large.